Marianne Williamson, Democrat presidential candidate. Thanks for being back on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah. Now, you've been coming in and out of New Hampshire. What are you're finding good events, good people, good crowds, good folks? And what are they, you know, how do you feel it's going? Because, you know, Washington doesn't really want to talk about a Williamson or a Kennedy challenge here.
Well, as you mentioned in the St. Anselm poll that came out two days ago, it's clear that Granite Staters are interested in their options. If you look at the national polls as well, the majority of Democrats want to hear what other options there are besides Joe Biden. This is an extremely important race that's happening in 2024. And if you're a Democrat or a Democrat-leaning voter, you know how important it is that we win this one. So the American people should have as wide an array of options before them as there are people willing to run. So, yes, I'm very grateful. I was gone for a month. I was out of the country because my daughter had a baby.
Congratulations.
And I'm back.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Is that going to interrupt your campaign? Because I know at least in my household when that happened, I had saved my prettier, smarter, better half. It's a life changer.
Oh, it is. And I was gone for a month. I was over there. My daughter lives in England. But I'm here now, and I'm going to be in Concord and Laconia and Manchester and Wolfboro and Merrimack and Portsmouth over the next few days, because the Granite Staters understand that they are going to make an extremely important decision in this primary. It's the, you know, where New Hampshire goes. This is the opening of the conversation,
right.
And there is a lot of energy in this state and in this country. People
yep.
who are not willing to just go along with the DNC line that the president should be anointed.
You know, I want to come back to the economy because the last time you were on, I think your forte and passion tends to be on some different kind of economic thoughts that, you know, people should, you know, hear. And yesterday the president talked about Biden economics or Bidenomics or however he wants
Bidenomics.
To pronounce
it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But you just mentioned the DNC. Do you feel that this system is fair for people like yourself who want to do the early states, shake hands, talk with voters, listen to it? Or do you feel it's a little bit like I remember Bernie Sanders doing so well, and it seemed like the DNC was determined that even though he's winning the primaries, that he was not electable. Do you feel that it's a fair system for you and RFK Jr. to kind of get out there? You're getting the crowds, your poll numbers are showing up, but do you feel it's all almost pre-decided from the powers to be at the top?
Absolutely, and that is objectively true, and everybody can see it. This is not how our democracy is supposed to work. The will of the people is supposed to be the deciding factor and the governing force in this country. And the people should not just be deciding who's elected. The people should be deciding who gets to run. And our Constitution says that anyone can run. The role of the political parties is to take a back seat until the electorate has decided who the nominee will be. So this idea of the DNC willing through making it so hard for whether it has to do with Kennedy or myself, to really have the chance, to have the opportunities to be out there. I'm glad to see that the Granite Staters aren't buying this, and I don't think the people of the United States want to buy it. The political parties are not even mentioned in our Constitution. Both Washington and Adams warned us about just this, and the people aren't buying it, and the people are pushing back, and the people are coming to see myself, and I assume Kennedy as well, and it will be the people who decide, not the DNC, who is the nominee in 2024.
Marianne Williamson, when we talked last year on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age, we're talking about the economy. You have different thoughts. Some would call them a sort of a Bernie Sanders-esque progressive view, but President Biden was touting what he thinks are accomplishments with this economy, and yet most people, even in the CNN article yesterday, said they don't feel the economy is that great, and they blame the president. We have record high inflation. I know the Fed's tried to knock it down. Interest rates have doubled. What are your thoughts on how we, you know, adjust or improve this economy if you were, you know, elected president?
Well, clearly some team of PR specialists came up with this term Bidenomics, and the message here is that everything's great and getting better. But as you just mentioned, that message is contrary to the visceral experience of the majority of Americans. The reality is that people's lives are falling apart. You mentioned earlier in your program about, you know, the hotels being filled in Portsmouth and people going out and spending money. You're right. For 20% of Americans, things are going very well. But in the richest country in the world, it's not okay for the engine of prosperity to work for 20% only. You've got a CNBC report that 70% of Americans say that they live with constant economic anxiety. Mm-hmm. Here in New Hampshire, is much like the rest of the country. People are dying from death of despair. People who do not have health care, people who cannot afford to send their kids to college, people who can't afford to get into college. I heard on your program on the news just a few minutes ago where Governor Sununu has signed signed permission for a pause in the tuition at your community colleges. People don't have child care. There's a child care crisis here as well as in other states. Mm-hmm. Look at your cancer rates. Look, I mean, people's lives are falling apart. People cannot find housing. You have one-third of America's workforce living on less than $15 an hour and cannot even find a place to live. Mm-hmm. So they can talk about Bidenomics all they want to, and they can tout their successes all they want to, and that rings true for people who have easy access to health care, who can easily send their mm-hmm. kids to college, and I'm happy for those people, but government should be here to serve all the people. And when you look at the things that I'm running on, the majority of Americans, Republicans as well, want universal health care, Medicare for all, want tuition-free college, which we had in this country until the 1970s, throughout the country. They want child care. They right. want guaranteed sick pay. And so we need a candidate and we need a political party who is here to serve the interests of the majority of the American people. That's what the Democratic Party should be. That's what will win in 2024. And that's what my campaign stands for.
Finally, for people who are not familiar with you, and thanks, I'd love to get you in studio next time you're in New Hampshire. I know you've done the broadcasting, but your background's interesting as an author, a speaker. Just for folks who are not familiar with you, where can they go? And just real quickly, I know the old bio, 1 or 2 minute bio on yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I've had a 40-year career as an author, as a teacher, as a lecturer, as a nonprofit activist. I have founded nonprofit organizations that have helped people with critical illness, with AIDS, peace organizations, and so forth. So my expertise, as it were, has been with people whose lives were in trouble. And even though my career is 40 years old, around 20 years ago, I began to see that too many people's lives are in trouble in this country. Not just because they got a diagnosis of a disease or someone they love died, but because of bad public policy. Too many people having to work more than one job just to make ends meet. Too many people who are doing all the right things, but they can't afford to send their kids to college. They don't live in safe neighborhoods. Right. They don't have benefits at work. And that's when I realized that private charity is not enough to compensate for basic lack of social justice. And if people want to hear more, they can go to marianne2024.com. And I hope that people will come out and hear me over the next few days, because I'd love the opportunity to meet people and talk more about my plans for the next 4 years.
You're in New Hampshire?
I am. All right. I'm Concord, Laconia, Manchester, Wolfboro, Merrimack, Portsmouth. I'm here.
Wait, you said that like a weather report. Wow.
I know. That was good.
A lot of the presidential candidates can't get all those names correct. Thank you.
Yeah, but I pronounced them all right, didn't I?
Yes, thank you. Great to have you on. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.